Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the one we worship this blessed day. Amen. Our text is the second reading from Acts 2, 3,000 baptized, the life of the church, the life of a Christian. We pray. Lord, open our ears, open our minds, open our hearts that we ever may receive your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Dear friends, today's rally day, and always on rally day, I feel a little bit like a cheerleader. I do not look like a cheerleader, I realize. I'm not a cheerleader, but it's rally day, kind of a pep rally for the church after a summertime of vacations and kind of slowness. And so, 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar, all for First Lutheran, sit down and holler, alleluia. You listen, very good. Am I a good cheerleader, Pat? I got spirit, yes I do. I got the spirit, how about you? You got the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Enough of the cheerleading. I'm a pastor, and from God's word, there are two very serious questions. Good rally day questions. We think about Christianity, the church. Let's get back into it. If we've been away over the summertime, welcome back. Two very serious questions that make us contemplate what the church and Christianity is really all about. They're very simple, straightforward questions. The first one is, what shall we do? To make it personal, what shall I do? Ask it with me. What shall I do? I want you to think about that. And then secondly, more importantly, what will God do? What will God do? What is God doing? What has God done? That's always a lot more important than anything we're going to do. The first rally day question is, what shall I do? This is the question from the crowd on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. The crowd had just heard this great sermon by St. Peter. And who did St. Peter preach about? Jesus Christ. Peter preached a bold sermon that Jesus is the Son of God, the Anointed One, the Christ, that Jesus was crucified, and many of those people he's preaching to had a hand in crucifying him. Of course, we all did because of our sin. But God raised him from the dead, their salvation in the name of Jesus. They've heard the word of God. And how do the people respond? By the Holy Spirit. They're cut to the heart. That's the Holy Spirit. The sword of the Spirit, the sword of the word, cutting their heart. It gets in the heart. And the people ask, what shall we do in response to the gospel of Jesus Christ? What shall we do for the Lord? What shall we do for the church? What does God want me to do? What shall I do? They do not respond saying, ho-hum. They don't respond saying, I'll think about it, Peter. Get back to you later. They don't respond saying, it doesn't really apply to me, Peter. But what shall we do in response to the gospel and Jesus' work? And we consider that today, Rally Day. What will we do as Christians baptized in response to Christ? Three things. Nothing creative here, nothing new, nothing fancy. Straightforward, this is the Christian walk, the Christian life. First of all, repent. What shall I do? Repent. Say it, repent. First thing Peter says, repent. Turn from your sin by the power of God's Spirit. Confess your sin. Put your trust in this Jesus. Save yourself from this corrupt generation. This is all the power of the Spirit working in them. Be humble and confess your sin. And you cannot save yourself, which is very hard for us. Only the Holy Spirit can lead us to do it. You know, I read where a great medicine for today, they read a lot about this, one of the most important medicines we can have today is what? Laughter. A lot of research coming out on laughter, the importance of laughing and how it helps us with health. And I like to laugh, and so do you. But before we ever laugh, we Christians cry. And the Christian life is repenting, crying over my sins, saying I'm sorry to God, teaching our children to say I'm sorry to God, not to excuse it, blame it, just say you're sorry, and have a broken and contrite, crying heart to God, I'm sorry, God, forgive me, and have mercy. That's the life of a Christian. We confess sins. We say we're sorry. We're humble. We repent. Secondly, we receive then in faith what God gives, which is the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit and God's strength. We ever receive with hungry, glad hearts. And so what did 3,000 do that day? They received holy baptism. And no doubt many, many children, parents bringing children. They received the washing, the forgiveness, the cleansing. They submitted to it. And how we thank and praise God, the five did it here today. They received the forgiveness of sins, the new birth of the Spirit, the washing of God. They could have said, no, I don't need that. I'm good enough. I don't know what it is. I don't want to do it. This is the life of the Christian. We receive baptism. We receive absolution when the pastor says it. We receive the Word of God. We receive the sacrament today of God's body and blood. We don't want anything else. Just give me Jesus, Pastor. Give me Word. Give me sacrament. It's what I want. It's the life of the church and the Christian. For without Word and sacrament, I die. And I have no faith, no joy, no hope. I have nothing. I'm a poor, miserable sinner without Jesus. And so we receive. I read where the White House has 3 calligraphers on staff. And you know why they have 3 calligraphers on staff? Because every invitation the White House gives, they do it by handwritten invitation. They don't email. They don't send out just a form letter. You're invited to the state dinner, to this dinner, to that dinner. But if you're invited to the White House, a handwritten, fancy invitation. Why? Because you're important. You're special. Who's got one? Anybody gotten a handwritten invitation from the president? I see no hands. Anybody have an invitation from God Almighty? We have a handwritten invitation. It's called the Bible. It's written through the prophets and apostles. It's the hand of God, the hand of the Spirit. And the ink is the blood of Jesus. It's God's invitation to you saying, I love you. I forgive you. I don't count your sins against you. My son died for you. You're forgiven. You're washed. You're clean. There's peace between us. I'm reconciled to you. Believe and come and eat and drink and come and hear and come and learn. So we receive, we repent, and then as we leave, we reach out. This is Christianity. We leave to reach out with the love of God, and today's readings especially encourage us to reach out to our children. You know, if your kids' parents are not that great at soccer, it's not life and death. If they don't make straight A's or even straight B's, it's not life and death. Your kid will survive that. If your child's not that good at playing the piano or music, they can't sing. Turn down my mic maybe a little bit, Chris. One of you know how to do that? It's humming up here. Can you hear the hum? Where's Steve Kaiser? Is he in the building? Did Steve depart? He can turn it down. Now can you hear me at all? Very good. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. We had the mic up too loud. Where was I? Oh, reaching out to children. And if he or she doesn't make straight A's, not life and death. They're not that good at music, not life and death. They don't root for the Vols, not life and death. That's for sure, huh? But if your child, now this is really serious, your child's not baptized, and your child doesn't know Jesus Christ, and you're not teaching Jesus Christ in your home with prayer and teaching, and then bring him to Sunday school, and bring him to our great Lutheran school here to get help with that, and bring him to church. You're not instilling diligently, Deuteronomy says, diligently, not here or there, I'll get around to it, but diligently pass on the faith. That is life and death, parents. That's life and death. And if your children lose the faith, no doubt your grandchildren will not have faith either. And who knows about the great-grandchildren? So what are you passing on? There was an article about the smells of childhood in the Reader's Digest. You know, what do you remember smelling in your childhood? And some people wrote, I remember smelling mom's coffee breath in the morning. I remember that. I remember freshly mown grass. I remember my dad cutting the grass and the smell of that as I went out and played ball. I remember chlorine from the swimming pool. I remember juicy fruit gum, someone says. I still like the smell of juicy fruit gum. Let me say, I don't care as your pastor what your child smells or how he or she smells themselves. Does it really bother me? But I care deeply what your child hears. may they hear the word of God. And often. Not every now and then. Often. And I care what they see. May they see the cross lifted high. May they see the windows often because they're in church. They're here. May they see the Bible opened at home. Often. And you speaking it. I care what your child says. Do they say, I believe, like the kids here did today, wonderfully? They believe in Father, Son, and Spirit. Do they sing and do they pray? I care about that, and I hope you do too. Your number one job is to evangelize your children. But more important than what we do, the real Rally Day question is, what will God do this fall, this winter, this spring, and then 2016, all of it, 2017 and onward until He comes again? What has God done? What God is doing? What is God doing now? What will God do? That's the real question of questions. And you can summarize that in one word, and the word starts with an L. And guess what it is, kids? Love. God has loved this world. God loves this world, and God will love this world. He has loved you all your life. He loves you today. He really does. And He will love you tomorrow until you go to heaven. If you don't like the word love, then forgive. God forgives and forgives and forgives 70 times, 7 times, and more than that. He eternally forgives because Christ died for us. God has mercy. We pray, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And God does have mercy at the cross of His Son. And God will ever be merciful and slow to anger and patient with us. That's God. That's who He is. He'll ever be that. When we are weak, He is strong. Count on it. When we are lost, He is the way. Count on it. When we are confused, He is the truth. Count on it. When we are worried, He is our peace. Count on it. When we are sad, He is our joy. Count on it. When we are dying, He is our hope. Count on it. And when we are dead, He is our resurrection. He is our life. Count on it. And ask Jenny Elmore today where she's at, dear friends. She lives. Funeral at 4 o'clock. I heard something interesting about President Kennedy. I think he goes down as a pretty good president. Some bad, some good, but they're all that way. You know, he kind of had a hand in stopping communism and the Russian submarines there around Cuba years ago. Many of you remember that. Powerful, strong president in some ways. You know what he couldn't do? He couldn't even open a can of soup with a can opener. Some of the maids that took care of the White House report that he loved warm soup in the evenings, but he couldn't use a can opener and open up a can of soup. The utter helplessness of human beings. We think we're so great and powerful, we can't open a can of soup. This day we recall, and every Sunday we recall, what our God has opened. He has opened the impossible all by Himself. He has opened heaven. Heaven is open to Christians. Heaven is open to all sinners. Heaven is open to the whole world. God forgives and the blessings flow. God opened His hands on a cross and said, I love you. He opened His mouth and says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He opened His side and blood or water come in. He opened His heart to us. He loves us. He's opened up the impossible heaven for all of us that would believe. And don't ever take it for granted. You can count on that from God. The mercies of word and sacrament, the mercies of His love every day until we go to heaven. So, it's a good day, Rally Day. Let's have lunch soon and come to the funeral. It's sad, but we're also full of joy for another saint has gone to open paradise and lives. Questions. You've heard the word of God. What shall you do? What will God do? Those are the questions. Those are the answers. Hallelujah. Say with me. Hallelujah. We stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the prayers of the church.